It's a dangerous time to be a Christian. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Open Doors USA just released its 2016 World Watch List, and it shows that violent persecution is on the rise again. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
Every year for the last 3 years, you've seen nearly doubling the number of martyrs for their faith. So that tells us that these trends are very dangerous, that they are consistent.
The World Watch List shows the world's biggest hotspots where people are persecuted for following Christ. While there are many trends to note, a few stand out more than others. Libya is in the top 10 for the first time ever, and Nigeria, which holds the world's worst terror group, Boko Haram, dropped off the top 10. As they say, knowledge is power. Go to our website to get the full list and then use it to fuel your prayers. Ask the Lord to help our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. On a different note, Set Free Ministries has a number of project ideas for this year. First, they want to work with a new sect in their prison ministry. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer.
We asked who was all in, and I would say probably three-quarters of the guys raised their hand. That's really exciting when you see men who are incarcerated, who understand their identity in Christ, know they can be forgiven.
Then they have other projects going on, like child sponsorships and mission trips. Feel like helping? Well, you can check out the details at missionnews.org.
Anyone can help in any dimension. So we're looking for those type of partnerships with churches, with schools, with businessmen, and even children can help other children.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.